You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Program. It's Nico Tehuki from Casual Healing. We're talking about their new track, Hypersensitive, featuring Ma, which is a fantastic piano riddled kind of hip-hop banger, or hip-hop slash R&B banger. Morena, Nico, how you doing?
Kia ora, Zach. I'm doing very well, my bro.
Very good to hear. Very, very good to hear. I hear Carpity's treating you very well.
Yes, bro. It's sunny and not very windy and just serene.
Nice. Nice. Does the Carpity Coast Ice Cream Company have a like outlet store there?
Man, that's a great question. So there's a little kind of farm place. It's called Lindale. And when I was a boy growing up here, they used to sell handmade ice creams up there. And it was just called Lindale. And they were just popping, man, just beautiful ice cream, beautiful memories. And then Tip Top brought them out and turned it into Carpity.
Oh.
Changed the recipes for everything. And so I personally don't love Carpity ice cream because I know what it once was.
Oh, man, that's brutal.
Yeah.
That's absolutely brutal. There's a Dunedin company I have a similar thing with. I'm not going to name who they are just because I don't want to name them. But there's a similar thing of a company who made a really awesome product and they got bought out by a bigger company. It just hasn't been the same. Hasn't been the same since. You know?
Nah, man. Nah, they dilute the formula, man.
Yeah, all for profit, man. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. But when they were a Lindale, did you have a favorite flavor in particular?
Yes, bro. It was called raspberry white chocolate.
Oh, I think they still do that, but it won't be the same. It won't be the same.
It's not the same, bro. It's not the same.
Yeah, yeah.
It had macadamias in it, bro.
I love macadamias. Good nut.
Yeah.
Great nut. Do people ever say your, you know, name, Casual Healing, to you in the style of Marvin Gaye's Sexual Healing? Casual Healing. Do people do that?
Yeah, some people do, yeah. I've had a few aunties at the shows. maybe they're few drinks deep and get on the Sexual Healing buzz. Yeah, but it's pretty, I get that sometimes, but nah, everyone's pretty respectful. Like, the music itself is pretty righteous, so maybe people hold their tongue a bit.
Yeah, that's good. I saw that you played at Cuba Duper quite recently. How was that?
Yeah, that was like 2 days ago. It was a beautiful crowd. I had a really nice midday set, just solo with my guitar.
Nice.
And yeah, it was actually a really meaningful gig. Yeah, it was awesome actually. And I've been loving just playing solo recently. And I finished up the gig and there was this Everybody Eats. It's like a...
Oh, yes, I've heard of that. It's like a really like subsidized kind of food place.
Yeah, bro.
Real cheap.
Honestly, yeah, it's like pay what you can, like a dollar, $10. Nothing if you got nothing. And they just had so much food, bro. And that was the spot because we were just hanging out there afterwards with all the characters and... There was some reggae music playing, and it was definitely a vibe, bro.
Passing the Dutchie to the left-hand side, maybe?
Maybe.
There's a similar thing to Everything Everybody Eats in Dunedin called the Bowling Club. If you're ever down here, I highly recommend you try the Bowling Club. The Bowling Club, yeah. They set prices for their meals, but you can always pay less if you're... you know, not doing so well that week, or if you're doing really well, you can pay a little bit extra. It's up to you.
Oh, awesome, bro. Yeah, that's the way, bro. Just good to see humanity sharing the love, eh?
Yeah, man. It's what, you know, people always talk about community, but that is an actual act of community love, you know?
Yeah, hard out, man.
I love it. So the new track, Hypersensitive with Ma, just came out last Friday. What are you most hypersensitive to in your daily life?
Oh, that's a great question, bro. Oh, man, I feel like my kids just came into my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I really want the best for my tamariki mm-hmm. in this life.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to teach my kids how to regulate themselves and how to be, yeah, respectful and kind and all those good things that you want for your children.
Totally.
So, yeah, I guess I'm just really hypersensitive to my kids' behavior, and my nervous system in particular is very sensitive to their behavior, and I react a lot to the tamariki and what they're up to, so it's good. I'm learning how to regulate myself mm-hmm. amongst it all, because mm-hmm. I think as a parent, it's really easy to...
quite stuck in your ways, eh?
Yeah, man. Stuck in your ways, and your nervous system can just be cranking all day.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm hypersensitive feeler. I react and absorb a lot of energy from my tamariki, so it's a good thing, but I'm learning how to make it a healthy relationship for myself as well, eh?
Totally. There's definitely a give and a take there. There's a refrain on the song where you say you're not afraid to die, you've just got to do X, Y, and Z. You've got to do a bunch of different things. Now, are you actually afraid to die and you're just coming up with reasons that you've got to be kicking around, or are you truly unafraid of death?
Another good question, Zach. maybe it changes every day, mm-hmm. every moment,
mm-hmm.
but my faith in God is growing stronger by the day.
Mm.
So I like to think that everything that happens to me is God's plan, whether that be health, illness, stress, joy,
mm-hmm.
and eventually death.
Like misfortune
is all in God's hands. So I trust God. So when it is my time, bro,
mm-hmm.
I know it's going to be my time, and I hope I can just take a deep breath and ride that wave, eh?
You're in safe hands.
I'm in safe hands, brother, exactly. Yeah,
that's me. There's a lot of Matrix imagery in the video for Hypersensitive. You know, people are wearing big black latex and leather clothing. I think Mars rocking some great kind of black spectacles. And there's also these flashing bits of text telling you to wake up, Nico. Do you feel like you've woken up properly and that you're feeling everything now? It sounds like you are.
Yes, shout out to Hayes from Shop Slow Flow for styling the music video. So she did an epic job on styling, as you mentioned.
Mm.
So quick mention to her. And yes, bro, I am slowly waking up from the slumber of the Matrix.
Yeah.
And I'm pulling one by one, pulling those cords out of my neck and esophagus and emerging from the gloop.
Yeah.
But yep, it's a gradual process for us all, eh, brother?
It is, man, it is. And I feel like it's you're in a world where everyone wants to constantly occupy your attention because it's profitable, which is really cooked. I think it's quite terrifying. You know, so I really think it is good for people to get out of the Matrix, you know, so to speak. I think for me that's minimizing screen time, getting outside, hanging with friends. You know, what does that look like for you for getting out the Matrix?
Yes, bro. Yep, same, man. Like the phone, bro. The phone, the
horrible
laptop.
Yeah.
The screen zone. It's taking our imagination. So our imagination is our creative energy. And creation is everything. We create our reality with our imagination. So Yeah, bro, I think it is about just reclaiming your imagination and your sovereignty in that space. Because like you say, yeah, if you observe it, hey, there's everything's... The system around us is aware of that the mind is always looking for something to focus on.
Yeah.
So you drive into town and you just... It's billboard after billboard.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I'm a sucker for it, eh? I'm like, oh... What's that billboard saying? And I have all this internal dialogue like, oh, I hate Deliveroo, man. Like, their billboards are so trash. I'm like, man, you guys. And I'm like, oh, some of this is really dark. And like, yeah. Mm. So, nah, you're right, bro. Imagination is key in just kind of letting nature cultivate your imagination every day.
Yeah,
so,
for sure.
Yeah, I get outside. That's what I do. I wake up and I get straight outside and I just hang out outside on the grass for about 45 minutes doing some breathing and stretching, and like, it sets me up for a good day, eh, bro?
That's awesome. That's awesome to hear. I want to touch on your what you were saying about the imagination before, because I feel like that is the last frontier for the Matrix, so to speak, to conquer. And I feel like that's what they're trying to do with AI. You know, they're making all these things where we can generate our own images, but really there's nothing compared to what, you know, you could create yourself without the help of an AI.
Exactly, man. And I think that's why AI is... That's one of the dangers, eh? It's like... you could fabricate into the world of the fourth dimension any sort of imagery that you could imagine, and your eyes can see it, and it's a robot's interpretation of divine imagination. And
yeah.
So it could be awesome if it's used with the right intentions, but this world is... the hearts of men are
fickle. I agree.
Yeah. It can get biblical, man.
For sure, for sure. Yeah. Now, Ma is on the song talking about letting something guide you. And, you know, I assume from their verse that something is whakapapa and te ao Māori. Is that what you think she adds thematically to the song, or do you see something different?
Yeah, I love Ma. Shout out to Ma. Man, such an awesome, unique perspective Ma has.
Mm-hmm.
And she's tūturu Māori, so she's really standing in her Māori tanga, which is good. I like to see people doing that with humility these days. And what does she say? Let the shiver run down your spine, waterfall.
Mm-hmm.
Let the heavy flow pour deep into these wounds. Let them in, darling. Let them guide you.
I think she speaks about working her hands in the dirt and seeing her koro in there, I think. Yes. Is what they say. Which is such a great line. It's beautiful.
Yeah, man. Mm. Oh, yeah. Well, maybe Ma's like playing on the topic, eh, of like, instead of let them in, darling, let them guide you. So like, the things that we are trying to resist or are often like the cornerstones of our world. So like, our greatest fears in life will become our greatest strengths. And maybe she's just saying, embrace that all, let that all in, whatever that is for you, let it guide you. She's just too deep, bro. I don't know.
For sure. I really like what you're saying about worry, because I recently my partner recently came across and reminded me of a really good quote from a film I quite like, and it's all the things I worried about weren't the things that happened to me, which I think is a really good quote to think about.
Oh yeah,
yeah. that's an aside. I want to touch on your project this year, because you've got a massive year ahead of you. You're releasing a series of four EPs inspired by the fundamental elements of Te Taiao. And I tried finding what these elements are, and the best I could find were wai, water, atuarangi, climate, whenua, land, and koiora, living things. Is that are those the four elements we're talking about here, or are those am I quite off?
Nah, you're pretty close, man.
Okay.
I'm thinking more Avatar.
Oh, yo, Avatar. Nice. Nice.
Yeah, so I'm thinking ahi, fire, ho, wind, one, earth, and wai, water. Yes, bro. Yeah, so I'm making four EPs. Each EP is going to be one of those elements. And yes, bro. How did you know that? You've been reading up.
I looked at the press release. That's all I did.
Nice, bro. Good on you.
Thank you, man. Thank you. What is the first EP coming out? What can we expect to see there? Is that going to be Y, or is that going to be? Are you going to go in the season direction of Avatar? You know, water, earth, fire, air, or what's it go?
I'm gonna go more seasonally with where we're at now, kind of summer, autumn, winter, spring.
Yeah.
What do you think those would represent?
Gosh, that's a good question. I think summer, fire, winter, water, autumn, earth, and I guess spring, air.
Oh, very maybe. Close. Two maybe. Out of four.
Two out of four. Okay.
So summer, fire, winter, water, autumn. What stirs up the leaves?
True.
And then spring, you know?
Spring is earth. Yeah, that's fair. That's very, very fair. That's fantastic, man. Well, I can't wait to hear the EP. Do you know when it's going to be coming out? Can you share that detail?
On the 11th of April, Ahi comes out.
Sick. Can't wait to hear it, man. And do you have any kind of national tour in mind? Are you going to be doing any major tours this year? Are you going to be visiting Te Waipounamu or Te Puti Dunedin, perhaps?
Yes, yeah, bro. So I'm going to be doing, like, with these albums, I want to release them seasonally, so we're a bit behind schedule, but Ahi's coming out in a few weeks, and then Ho... Why on it?
Yeah,
I want to do a national tour for every album, and I want to do it a bit different. I want to just drive up and down the country from the top to the bottom, and play town halls. Just play simple town hall shows, and if people want to bring Kai, and I want it to be more of a family dinner than a concert.
Rather come celebrate us than come watch me play.
Yes, exactly. More of a community focused event rather than, hey, look at me, I'm up here. And, so, yeah, I want to do four tours this year. But I'm doing a couple shows in May the 1st, we're in Auckland at Tuning Fork, and then May the 9th we're at Meow Nui in Wellington, and that's a series of headline shows that we're doing with Live Nation to kind of showcase where we're at right now. And it's been a really huge summer, huge last few years, and yeah, we just want to put on some big celebrations, and Live Nation's backing us, so hopefully we can fill Meow Nui, fill 1,000 people in that room, and to have a good party, eh?
Awesome. I think that's so cool. I think that's a great note to leave our corridor on. I really want to thank you for coming on the program, Nico. It's been a lovely pleasure speaking with you.
Yeah, shot, Zach, and glad you did some homework and had some good questions for me, bro.
I had a lot of fun here, man. I had a lot of fun.
Yeah,
you're a blessing.
Cheers, Zach. Take care, man. Bless up, brother. God bless.
God bless you, too. All right, folks, that was Nico Tehuki, a.k.a. Casual Healing. We're talking about a lot of things, but I guess in a focal point, we're talking about Hypersensitive, which is his new single featuring Ma. We're going to play that for you right now. You're listening to The One. It's 10:20. Love you, bye.
Check. Nah.
was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.